Well, yeah, I just I'm coming up on 72 here in the next month. What we did all along was that we grew this organization. You know, there are now 38 national karate schools that are located in Minnesota and Illinois and Wisconsin and one out in Colorado. Wow. And what we did is that I learned a long time ago that the guys that were trying to grow schools and franchise schools and all that sort of thing would end up, you know, saying, okay, you got to pay me, you know, X amount of dollars to have this franchise or whatever you want to call it.
Have my name.
And what would happen, of course, is those guys didn't have money. You know, they were just, you know, karate guys. Mm-hmm. So they would end up going, figuring out a way to open up a school across the street from them, and then, you know, the students would run across the street and take from the guys they've been taking classes from. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want that to happen. So I thought, well, here's the deal. We've got this little building company. We'll offer them the opportunity to have a school. We won't charge them anything. We'll just try to maintain a relationship with them, and we'll do their billing for them. And so that's kind of how we offered it going out. Our first guy that opened the National Karate with probably, he's been in business now 30 years. He was an employee. And so a staff guy. So that's what we've done. And we've got this organization.
Unusual plan. And it's one of the few times I've heard that as a strategy for retaining students and for growing an organization. So to recap, you're not charging a licensing fee. You're not charging a franchise fee.
Nope.
You are hoping that your service as a building company keeps them using you.
Exactly. And plus, you know, they then have that relationship with us. And so, you know, we're all very close. We had an owners meeting yesterday with school owners that are all around the area here. And so I would try to provide help for them, you know, leadership if I could, help them with anything that came up with leases and, you know, insurance questions and those kind of things that those guys didn't have any experience with.
So they're able to tap into decades of top level experience with absolutely no risk because they're going to need a building company one way or the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a beautiful deal. That's a brilliant concept.
Well, it's worked. It's worked, and we've been very fortunate over the years. We've only had one guy that had a national karate school that decided he wanted to do something else, and mm-hmm. we said, "Yeah, I think you should go your own way." Yeah. And so we've kept these guys with us for all these years, and we've had great relationships with them. They support, you know, our Diamond Nationals. They support, you know, other things that we do, but we've always treated them as pretty much treated them as equals. You know, they probably don't, you know, think that way, but. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't go out there and tell them what to do. I go out and sit down and kind of consider all options, and then we come together and make decisions.
What would you describe as the makeup of a successful school owner? What kind of attitude and mindset does this guy or girl have to have?
I think first and foremost, you have to, as Mr. Reed used to tell us, you chase the job. In other words, you don't chase the money. You go out, and he always tells us, if someone pays you $100, you give them $200 worth of service. And to go out and really try your dead level best to produce quality people, quality martial artists, to try to help them in all the ways that we know martial arts helps people otherwise, other than kicking and punching. Mm-hmm. To make that your goal, to make that your primary concern, as opposed to, you know, how much money can I make out of this thing? And that's the biggest mistake I see. I see people out there trying, everything they're trying to do is money related. I think that's just not, I don't think that works. Not long term. So I see
a lack of congruency because often the guys that will say that they're really in it for the student, they only care about the student, all of their marketing is based upon that they're the cheapest with no contracts.
Well, that's
placing all the value on money, yet they say that that's not what they're after.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to have a solid business plan. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to have a solid business structure, and I mean, that's you have to do that, and you have to. I mean, my wife is, by the way, is responsible for our success or whatever success we've had, as I am. I believe that. Mm-hmm. She is the person always in the background that nobody knows and nobody's, you know, much heard of. But she was always the one that would, you know, she'd call me and she'd say, hey, Bloomington's school is off by $3 or something, you know, and need to follow up on that. And so, I mean, she, and I'm not kidding, you know, if something, you know, she kept making sure that we were always straight with the accountants, always straight with the lawyers, always straight with the tax guys, and those kind of things. So you have to have that. You have to have a solid business structure. And so, yeah, the idea of, you know, being the, you know, trying to undercut people and thinking that that's going to make people come running into your school is not very well thought out.
Now, one of the things that you expressed at the seminar, again, 87, you talked about a school that was grossing at least $10,000 as being a standard of sorts, like the minimum entry level. And I'd never done more than $3,000 or $4,000. I couldn't believe it. But within a year, I was that guy. And it, I mean, I just the fact that it says this can happen and here is how to do it. At the time, you were the first one to talk about the Black Belt Club, and yep. And you played radio ads for your school that were funny and entertaining. And, you know, it was just really a big eye-opener. I want to drill down now, and I'm going to ask for kind of short, to-the-point questions because I have a number of them to go through. And these are going to be operational. And we're going to start with –